My introduction to Islam first and foremost came from Muslims. My first introduction to meeting a Muslim person was when I was working in college at a restaurant that was owned by Palestinians. And a lot of the waitresses, I was a waitress, we were Americans, and then a lot of the pizza drivers and the owners were Arab Muslims. And I thought to myself, wow, look at these gentlemen. You know, when they laughed from the bottom of their heart. You know, they shook their hands with each other. Just their rapport and the way that they were with one another, I was very intrigued. Like, wow, they're so different, but in a good way. You know, so I think naturally I became interested in Islam just from meeting those people. So I took a class in college about Middle Eastern history. And then I started to understand more the political background of that part of the world, as well as the religious background. And I was so intrigued by Islam, learning about it from the historical perspective, as well as being around the people who I knew who were Muslims, and just their heart. I saw something different about their heart. And then at the same time, I got a lot of help with my class from my future husband, the gentleman who became my husband in the future. And his name is Sufyan. And Sufyan always presented Islam to me from a very knowledgeable base, never emotional, you know. So for me, I was always looking for, okay, what's wrong with this religion? You know, there has to be something wrong with it, you know. So I would question and I would question, and he would always say to me, you know, Jill, Islam is logical. You know, there's every single thing that you want to point out as a problem with Islam. You know, why do women have to cover their hair? Or, you know, why did men take more than one wife? You know, he would always have the logical explanation for it. And, you know, learning the logical explanation for these stereotypical problems that I think Westerners see with Islam, when you learn the history behind it or the reasoning behind it, you cannot argue. You know, you have to, in fact, it was the opposite. You see the beauty behind it, especially, you know, like why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why he took the wives that he took. Each one was a lesson for humanity, you know, why, you know, it's okay to marry, you know, these women. Each of them brought something special to Islam, you know, and he was teaching people, Muslims, that, you know, you shouldn't just marry the most beautiful or the most wealthy, or, you know, and so this type of thing appealed to me. So in the future, I mean, for me, Islam was a gradual acceptance. I wasn't the type of person who would just accept it blindly. I needed to study it on my own, and alhamdulillah, my husband was a good teacher for me. But beyond my husband, I would take classes, and I think also becoming friends with other Muslim women and eventually attending the helaqa that I go to. I think for me, it became fully embracing Islam was a journey for me. And I have not fully arrived, but I think that again, in Islam, you never do fully arrive. Islam, for the rest of your life until the day you die, inshallah, you'll be progressing and learning, and you know, but that's kind of the short of how I became a Muslim.
I don't believe it's something nice, big, and just one, not something different, just one and big, clean and white. And now I find this is one God. And alhamdulillah, I'm happy too much about this. This is something nice, and this is take caring for myself. All the women want to feel take caring and be strong inside. That's why scarf, this is something like I don't know, like haram. In Russian word, like haram. You can to feel very strong and be sure every time about everything.
What do you think about the position of the woman in Islam? Do you feel she is protected? And what is about the position of the woman in the West? Freedom and everything. What do you think about this?
A woman, this is not something important in the Islam, in the Syria, all the world. But in Islam, this is more important than anything. And all the men in the world must respect woman and take care about her. This is very good.
The first time that I listen about Islam,
was in a Dostoevsky book. So just few months after happened the September 11. So this that fact called my attention, because I started to ask who are those people, what they would like to show toward in that extreme act. So I started to study, and I saw Islam is so larger and bigger than the media say to us, especially Western media. So this was the first contact with, and I was studying for myself for 2 years, because in my country it's very difficult to find Muslims to help. And after 2 years, I got a Quran. I don't know who lent me, but I got a Quran, and I read so fast. I remember I finished in a Thursday at night, okay. So in the beginning, I was studying about historic facts from Islam. So when I got Quran, I read so fast, of course, interpretation in my language, and I finished in a Thursday at night, and I thought I was making like a small shirk, because I was putting my parents above Allah, and I didn't convert in that time because they didn't like this, my scarf. And so I thought tomorrow I will go to Masjid and I will convert, inshallah. And then the next day I took the cover table, I don't know the name in English, and I put in my head and I went to Masjid. And it was very funny because it was dropping and the Sheikh looked at me what she wants. But alhamdulillah, I am Muslim now. Woman, the position of woman in Islam. It's very important to me because a whole life I thought the position of women in Western country are so hard. So I was engineer and I worked like a man, and I earned like third percent of them. So even we must to work out of home and into home and care the family. So it's too hard. It's not normal. Every person, woman and man, has their roles, and it's very important because we can't take all of works to ourselves. So we must to share these, right?
The things that I find in Islam to be attractive have actually changed as I've grown. I've been Muslim, alhamdulillah, now for over 25 years, and my initial attractions to Islam were for instance, the sense of the brotherhood of humanity. You know, of course, in the United States, we have a long tradition of kind of racial separation and segregation, which nowadays is kind of dissolved for a number of reasons. But I find that that when I met Muslims, and later when I traveled to the Muslim world, this absolute disregard for the outward features of human beings, whether it be their color or whatnot, and that mankind was actually united together under a single religion. And of course, Islam at that time, when I first embraced Islam, was something very, I like the very straightforward and the very simple kind of theology and doctrine. But as I've grown, I've started to just read more and discover more, and of course, traversing, you know, kind of, you know, a more spiritual path, I now find what I love about Islam is that I see it's as if I'm standing on the beach of this vast endless ocean. And now when I read the Quran, it's not the same eyes that I read 25 years ago. It's this endless sea of meaning, this answer for everything. And this really amazes me and keeps my himmah, my kind of zeal going and whatnot. So that question has changed as I'm changing, and I, inshallah, I imagine in the future it may change and evolve as well.